Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Siv Gimel. The last line on page Kuf Chavav. We're about to turn on to page 252. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Kol Shebimino Nitzor Chayiv Alav. Any animal that animal is normally trapped, so you're chayiv midaraisa for trapping it. Ein b'mino nitzod, if that type of animal is not normally trapped, patur aval aser, you will not be chayiv, will only be an isser midrabanan. Hilkach, therefore, zavuvim, when it comes to flies, afal pi she'ein b'mino nitzod, even though they're not normally considered an animal that's trapped, aser latzudan, it would be an isser midrabanan to trap a fly. Says the Ramah, V'lochein yesh li zayir, therefore one must be careful, shelo liskor teva katana, not to close a small box, o listom kelim, or to close up any vessels, shezavuvim bo b'shabbos, that flies are in on Shabbos. Dahave psikresha sheyitzodu shom. Because that will be a psikresha that by closing the box, closing the kli, where there are flies, you are going to be doing the malacha of trapping for sure. The Ramah then ends the sif and says, "V'yesh mekilim b'mokum she'im yiftach hakli litlom misham yivruchu." There are those who are lenient that even if you know there are flies there, but if you know that by opening the kli to try to get the flies, they're going to run away, which is what flies do, so then they are lenient and they say that it would be okay. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sif Katan Yud Beis. The Mechaber again told us, anything that it's normal way to be trapped, you're chayiv. And ein b'mino nitzo, zakta mishabura, v'afilu imhut sodon le'ezet tzarech. Even if you are trapping these animals that are not normally trapped, but you're doing it for a specific reason, gam kein lo choshev tzeda, that would not be considered tzeda midaraisa. Sivkoton yud gimel, the therefore of the mechaber was, therefore trapping flies, even though it's not a normal animal that you're trapping because you want the flies, that would still be an issur derabanan. Udevorim, when it comes to bees, says the Mishnah Berurah, mashma bebeis Yosef dehu bechlal dover shebemino nitzod. The mashmos of the Beis Yosef is that bees are considered an animal that's normally trapped, and therefore it would be an iser daraisa. That's the Beis Yosef shita. Avol sha'ore poskim pligiale. However, the other poskim argue on the Beis Yosef, and they say it's not normal to trap bees. V'chein mashma me'agros of katan vav, and that is the mashmos of the gross of katan vav, that bees are not considered b'mino nitzod. Again, it's not that you're normally trapping it because you want the animal. We're not referring to normally trapping it because you want to get it away. So bees is a machlokas if it is an animal that is normally trapped or not. V'chagovim tahorim, kosher grasshoppers, l'das Rashi hu dover shebemino nitzod. According to Rashi, that's considered a min that is normally trapped. V'arambam ein sover kein, the Rambam argues. V'dogim hu b'chlal dover shebemino nitzod. Fish are considered an item that is normally trapped, and therefore there would be an Issa Daraisa to catch a fish on Shabbos. Sivkotan Yudalad is going to the Ramah. The Ramah said, because the Mechaber just told us that flies are Ein B'mino Nitza, but it's still an Issa Darabonon, therefore the Ramah said you have to be careful not to close a box when you know there are flies in there on Shabbos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Elo yitein sakin. If you want to close the box, place a knife there. O shum dover acher, or something else, bein akisri lahateva, between the covering and the box. Be'inyan sheyuchlu lotzeis misham. Close the box, but leave it open a little bit with some item. That way the flies can get out. It will not be the issur derabanan of trapping. V'cheinim yesh chor katan bateva. So too, if there is a small hole in the box, af she'eno nir lehedyel hazvuvim, even though the flies don't naturally just see it so easily, afilu hachi mutter, still that would make it mutter to close the box. Desu lo have psikresha. As long as there is a way for them to get out, it is not a psikresha that they will be trapped, and therefore that will make it mutter. Sivkotan tesvav, the Ramah said, therefore when it comes to a teva katana, he specifically said a small box, Zakta Mishabura Aval Teva Gedayla, but a large box, Svirle L'Ramah de Lokuli Al Mashari. The Ramah holds, if it is a large box and you want to close it, and you know there are flies in there, it is mutter according to everyone. Da'afilu imhaya odom omed besocha. Because even if a person was able to stand in that box, lohaya yocha l'safsa b'chad shechia. If it's a large box, even if you're inside the box, you're not going to be able to easily, in one shot, grab the flies. V'gamu dover she'em b'mino nitzod, and also flies are not considered a min that is normally trapped. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Yud Ches, he writes, Ratzalomar, the reasoning is, Mishum davi trei derabbanan. We have two derabbanans going on over here. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah told us, even if you were inside, you wouldn't be able to get a b'shchia achas, so that downgrades it to a derabbanan. And number two, it's not b'mino nitzot, so you have two reasons why it's not the oraisa. So zok to Shaar Tzion, Ratzalomar mishum da'avei trei derabbanan, mishum hochi mutter be'eno mechavim, therefore it would be mutter to close that large box if you're not mechavim to trap them. Af al gav da'avei p'sik reshe, even though it is a p'sik reshe, but a p'sik reshe on a double derabbanan is mutter. But if you look at note number 22, a very important point, the Shaar Tzion later on writes, Shaheter kam betrei derabbanan hu b'psik reisha d'lo nichalei. The heter is not just a psik reisha's mutter when it's a double derabbanan, it's only when it's a psik reisha d'lo nichalei, you're not interested in the item at all, it's lo nichalei, then if it's two derabbanans, it's mutter, v'chein kasav ha-chazanish, and so too writes the Chazanish. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Kodin Tezayin. This is the last point that Ramah told us, a very important point. There are those who are lenient that you can close the box in a situation where you know that if you would open the box to grab the flies, they'd run away. Who das ha-tur? This is the sheet of the tur. The svirule that the tur holds. The afa gab de bishas isa lehedya. Even though the Gemara writes explicitly, gabe kaveres devorim, when it comes to a beehive, the immechasa osa ba'ofen she'em bo nekev, that if you're going to close it up in a way that there are no holes, Asur mishum psik reisha, that is going to be asur for trapping the bees as a psik reisha, that's for sure trapping, like we'll see shortly in Siv Dalet. Mikomokom zvuvim shani. Flies are different. The lo mikri tzida klal. This sheet of the tour holds that trapping flies is not considered trapping. The lo rov katnusam. Because of their great smallness, matsui, it is found, shekishaposeach hakli baruchim akol misham. That the second you open the kli, as we know, the flies are flying away and you're not catching them anyway. Masha'inkem bekaveres devorim. Which is not the case by a beehive, shehi maleya mehem, that is filled with bees, v'hem gedolim ksas, they're a little bit of a larger animal than a fly, so yevsher shelo yisvos echad mehem, it's not shayach, that you won't be able to grab at least one of them, and therefore by bees, that's where it's a psik reisha, it's more chomer, but by flies, they're so small, they're so quick, that would not be a psik reisha. Ulekach choshev tzida al yidei zeh. Therefore, when it comes to the bees, it would be considered tzida, and according to the Torah, by the flies, it would not be. If you glance over at note number 23, it points out, Ubebir HaDover, in explaining the matter, writes the Chazanish, Shelo Nesra Tzida Eloke Shemachnes Es HaBalichayim Tachas Yado. Trapping means that you're entering the animal under your hand. Through you, you're able to control it, so you're able to rule over this animal. Therefore, when it comes to flies in a box, you can't control them. Because when the box is closed, then you're not connected to the flies at all. They're in the box. And when you open the box, they fly away right away. So therefore, lo nesar liskor es ateva ledeazua afilu midrabanan. Therefore, explains the Chazanish, the tour holds, it's not even an issa drabanan. Trapping is that you now rule over the animal. Picture the scene, you trap a deer, so now you control the deer. But when you trap a fly in a box, you have no control over it. When the box is closed, it's in the box. When you open the box, it's gone. So zok the Chazanish, that's not trapping, that is the explanation the Chazanish brings of the tour. Back to the middle of Mishnah Berurah of Kodem Tezayin. V'habach pasak lahachmir kedei harishona. Although the tour is the lenient shita, the bach paskins luchumra, like the first shita that closing the box, which would be a psik reisha, a small box, a psik reisha would be usher. V'chein ha-mogen avram kosa d'chein ikar. The mogen avram writes the first shita is the ikar shita also, that it would be an isid rabbonim. The alkein, and therefore, yesh liros lafriach hazvuvim. You should see to it that before you close the box, where you know there are flies, you should shoo away the flies before you close the box. The ayin betaz shechriya, look in the box, in the taz that he decided, to mikeven shefriach hazvuvim shara beinov. As long as you sent away the flies that you were able to see, su ain tzarech la'ayin. You no longer need to investigate the box. uladaktik, and to check it out, ulai yesham odeis zvuvim. Maybe there are some zvuvim that don't fly away. You don't have to worry about that. Kevan dezer lohavi el safek psik reisha b'milsa derabbanim. That's already only a safek psik reisha. Maybe there's a fly there. If it's there, for sure going to get trapped. So a safek psik reisha and a milsa derabbanim, that's going to be okay. Du davre she'em b'mino nitzot. Again, it's derabbanim, because flies are not considered an animal that is normally trapped, and therefore, ein lahachmir kolkach, one would not have to be so machmir. Very practical application to this halacha, besides the case of the flies, which is also pretty practical, but even more practical, if you look at the end of note 25, the last paragraph, he writes, the aflif toach deles mekarir, so too to open the door of a refrigerator, kishesofik im nitku es hanorim yer Shabbos. You're not sure if someone turned off the light. So you want to open your fridge on Shabbos, and the light might go on, you're not sure if someone turned it off. Says Shlomo Zalman, that's mutter. Mishum sha'adavar safek psikresha l'sha'avar. This is a safek psikresha, the light might be off. So if it's on, it's a safek, if it's on, then it's a psikresha on a derabbanan. According to Shlomo Zalman, the electricity is derabbanan. So it's mamish like this case, it's a safek psikresha on a derabbanan. So Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. Ach heir, but he does point out, Sheitochin sheyesh lahamid es hanora al cheskos harishona. It is probable that you should be maimid the light on the chazaka that it originally had. Vilinko cheloki ba'osam ibodyom. In other words, if the light is on the whole week, there might be a chazaka that you have to factor in. There's a chazaka that the light is on. So even though be'etzim, if you have no idea, you could say it's a safek psikresha on the rabban and its mutter, but Lamaisa says in Shlomo Zalman, there is a chazaka that it's on if it was on the whole week, so we assume if it's a safek, it keeps that original status, and therefore that might cause a problem. Masha'en came by the flies, it's not necessarily a chazaka that there were flies there. You shoot away the flies, you just don't know if there are other ones there. There's not necessarily a chazaka because you did a maisa to get rid of them. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman said, though that halacha is the same, it's really not so pashut because of this chazaka. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit. This is the case that the Mishabura just referenced before of the bees. Person machzeles agabe kaveres. You can spread out a mat over a beehive. A kaveres is mekom shemiskansen bo advarim lasos dvash. It's a place where the bees gather to make honey. You're allowed to spread a mat over it. As long as your intention is not to trap the bees, it also has to be in a way that it's not for sure they're going to get trapped. So it has to be, number one, your intention is not to trap them, and there's got to be a way out for the bees that it's not a psikresha that they're going to for sure get trapped, because even if it's davashen meskavin, psikresha would make it aser. Says the Mishabura, if you're not intending to trap the bees, why in the world are you spreading out a mat over the beehive? In the sun, you're trying to protect the beehive from the sun. So you have an ulterior motive. You're not trying to trap the bees. You're trying to protect the beehive from the rain, from the sun. You want to spread a mat out. That would be okay, as long as, again, that's your intention for those other reasons, not for trapping, and it's not a psikresha. Says the Mishabura, you have to make sure that it's not for sure going to get trapped. Kigon, for example, do not tighten the mat over the beehive so much. That way, at least the bees, if they try hard, they can get out. Like we said before, by the flies, you leave something that makes it not totally closed. The flies have a way to get out. Here also, it can't be too tight, so that way the bees, at least, if they feel it's a shasat chak, they can get out of there. So that would prevent the problem of psikresha. Oh, sheyesh bekaveres ezachor katam. Obviously, if there's a small hole somewhere in the beehive, the yichon loses misham, the bees can get out of there. That also would prevent it from being a psikresha. The afagav she'en nira lehedya ladvor ma'idezeh, like we said before, by the flies, even if it's not so nicker to the bees right away, it's like somewhere in the corner, they don't necessarily find it right away, that would be enough to not make it a psikresha. Afilu hachishari, still it's mutter. The came along to Rabbi Shimon, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon, the dover she'en miskavin mutter. That's something that you're not intending for, you're not intending to trap over here, and therefore, even if it ends up trapping, it is mutter, as long as it is not a psikresha. Aval kesh'ein bo chor klal, if there's no hole and there's no way out, oz have a psikresha v'asra afilu b'milsa d'rabbanam, then it is a psikresha, and we hold a psikresha, and the rabbanah is going to be asr. And therefore, this will be a problem. Hapeires mitzoida ubishas prisaso nichnasa achayelasocha. A person spreads out a trap on Shabbos, and at the time that he is spreading it out, the animal goes into it. While he's still holding the trap, as he's spreading out, the animal runs into it. Chayiv chatos. That would be an iser d'oraisa of trapping on Shabbos. Avol im nichnasa achakach lasocha. But if you first set up the trap, you walked away, and then 2 minutes later the animal came and got caught in it. Potravel aser, then it would be an iser derabbanan. The kasev of Magen Avraham, the mikan muchal. From here it is clear. Sheyesh liizra that one should be careful. Shalol lahamid b'Shabbos, that one should not set up on Shabbos. Hamid soda lotzed bo achbarim. You should not set up a mouse trap on Shabbos. For this reason, because again, if the mouse comes into it as you're setting it up, iser deraisa. If it comes in afterwards when you set it up on Shabbos, it would be an iser derabbanan. V'chein kosav is piskei tosos Shabbos Yizayin. So to write the piskei tosos in Shabbos Yizayin. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.